Yeah, look, really exciting. We've been working with Singapore Cricket Association, and they've been really supporting us. And it looks like we'll hold at least the first one there. We're looking at having six teams. You know, the top female cricketers from all of the teams that play in the World Cup, but also from the emerging markets as well. We've got, you know, there's girls Papua New Guinea, Japan, you name any country, and girls are playing the game. So it's going to be exciting. It's going to be the first time that people or the girls are able to play against their opposition in it, and they can actually play in the same team as an Elise Perry if they're an English player, or vice versa with Charlotte Edwards. So the competition is going to be pretty fierce. It's going to be a very exciting tournament.
It certainly is. Now, I've had a couple of Twitter battles, if you like, with some people who say that no one really cares, but maybe you can put us in the picture. I mean, who better to put us in the picture about what it was like in India with those massive crowds and people tuning in by the tens of millions to watch the game. And I guess that gave you an inkling as to the potential that was just waiting to be harvested.
Yeah, look, obviously cricket in the subcontinent is loved by all. It doesn't matter who's playing. If it's shown on TV, they generally watch it, and that was definitely shown in the viewerships of the World Cup. But also here in Australia, we had a T20 World Cup in September 2012 in Sri Lanka, and on Fox they telecasted the semi-final and the final, which Australia featured in, and the viewership was over 400,000 on pay TV. So not only in the subcontinent are people viewing and following the game, but also here in Australia. It shows that there is a market and people are willing to watch it.
Absolutely. Now, you've got a couple of Bollywood stars who've come on board, but I think also your international ambassador is the great Clive Lloyd.
Yes, it is. Sean Martin was able to catch up with him over in India recently. We've been kind of spreading the word slowly and picking the people that we want to get involved. And as soon as we mentioned it to Clive, he was more than happy to be involved. He's a big supporter of women's cricket. Obviously, the West Indian women's team are increasing in their performance, and they've got some wonderful players such as Stephanie Taylor and Deandra Dotton. And he can definitely see what we're trying to do, and was very keen to be part of it.
Yeah, one of the interesting things about Clive is, as former captain of the West Indies, he was actually given an honorary officer of the Order of Australia Award for his services to the game here, which, you know, shows how in such high regard he was held, not just in this country but right around the world. And to have the support of somebody like that is really impressive.
Yeah, look, it is important to have people like Clive Lloyd. We've got Jeff Lawson, who's involved with the management team as well. And to have those type of gentlemen who have played the game at the highest level, obviously we have a mountain of respect for them, but they carry a lot of weight. And if they're getting behind this project and this initiative, we must be onto something good.
I'm sure you are. I get the sense that maybe some of your drive in making this happen came from perhaps a level of frustration at not being able to capitalise on cricket's potential for women while you were playing the game.
Yeah, you've managed to pick that up, Tracy, very well. I've definitely seen, as a player, the ability and the standard of the girls increase tenfold. The game has changed dramatically, and I think the girls are now at a level where they're playing an exciting brand of cricket. I feel like we haven't taken the opportunities to really promote women's cricket. We're definitely going in the right directions, and, you know, hats off to Cricket Australia for doing that, also with the help of ACA. I think they've really stepped up, especially the Australian female players. You know, they're some of the more well-to-do paid female cricketers in the world, so that's great. But I think we can go one step further, and I don't necessarily think we've been able to really capitalise on the women's market. You know, there's plenty of sponsors out there, but yet, especially here in Australia, it's been very hard for any female sport to get a corporate sponsor on board to really promote the sport. And I hope that this vehicle of T20 cricket and the world's best, we can elevate where people see women's cricket.
I just want to pick up on a point you make there. It's not just women's cricket, but women's sport in Australia generally. When you travel to other countries and you see the level of support that some other teams have right across the board, it doesn't just have to be women that support the women's game. Are you surprised? And do you ask yourself why it seems, there's no other word but to say a little behind in Australia?
Yeah, maybe because we're so far away from the rest of the world. I don't know. But look, I travelled to England. Obviously, the last Ashes series was played over there, and they sold out one of the T20 matches. 3,000 people came to the ground to fill it out, whereas we had, an enthralling test match over at the Wacker. Cricket Australia were live streaming it, so I was glued into that, but maybe the temperatures kept everyone away from the game. But I think the fact that we need to start promoting, I mean, most of the national boards have been promoting the women's team off the back of the men's team, which we've needed to do so. The names weren't out there. People didn't know who were part of the female national team, whereas now people have got their own brands. I mean, Elise Perry is well known here in Australia and the world and is one of the most marketable players. Charlotte Edwards, the captain of England, has a huge following over in England. So I think Australia need to have a look at the fact that we've got a very strong women's cricket team. Maybe the other thing that's stopping people get on board is because we've had very successful male teams as well in all different sports. And the female teams are just as successful. But here in Australia, we tend to the media get more behind the male teams and individual athletes.
All right, just for a moment, I want to talk about the politics of sport. We know how political sports governing bodies can be. Are you prepared for what is going to happen when your Women's International Cricket League becomes a huge success?
Well, I'd like to think it's going to become a huge success, and I'm really positive that it will do. I'd like to think that that the politics of it all, everyone will be on the same page. We're trying to work with the ICC and the national bodies to ensure that we're not trying to detract from what they're doing. We're just trying to enhance it and add another event in the cricket calendar for the female game. I mean, there's not a hell of a lot of tours. They don't tour like the guys. So there are windows and opportunities where the game can slot in nicely, and it can provide the girls more development, also from a coaching point of view as well. But look, we've spoken to FICA, who are the Global Player Association. They're very supportive of our project, but they're happy to keep working with us to ensure that we get the best standards for the players, both on and off the field. And that's what we want to do. We're not trying to detract from anything that anyone else is doing. We want to work with everyone on this.
Yeah, perhaps you need to have a chat with Billie Jean King, who helped revolutionise women's tennis, and she can give you some details about the road ahead.
Yeah, I'm sure she can tell me exactly what's going to happen, minute by minute.
Now, this weekend in India, the Mumbai Marathon is being run, and the WICL is actually going to have a presence in that.
Yeah, the first initial winner for the Biggest Loser, Sandeep, is going to be running in it with WICL gear. So that's really great to get kind of our brand and to also show that, it's not just about cricket. I think cricket is the vehicle to bring everyone together and to promote the game, female athletes. It's about giving people opportunities to have a career in sport. So, and that may be as a player, as an administrator, as a coach, as anything, commentator, who knows. But it's going to be a good event. I think he's got a few other people that he's managed to drag along. And hopefully we wish him all the best. And I wouldn't be doing a marathon, that's for sure, but good on him.
All right. Well, Lisa, congratulations. You've done a great job. We really look forward to seeing how this revolution in women's cricket unfolds over the next few months.
Thank you very much, Trace.